What is going on, guys? My name is Hussein, and Envoy Proxy has just released few fixes for 2 0-day vulnerabilities in the software that were just discovered, I think, on Friday. How about we talk about these 2 0-day attacks and whether you should upgrade your Envoy Proxy or not? How about we jump into it? So the first vulnerability is when you configure Envoy as a UDP proxy, and there is a packet with more than 1500 bytes in a single UDP packet, that causes the Envoy proxy to crash. And whether you sent that UDP packet from a single app as a 1500 or more bytes, that will crash the server, or whether your IP stack decided to fragment this 1500 or more single datagram packet into multiple fragments, because that's a feature of IP, that's a bad feature of the IP protocol. And if those fragments, obviously going to be less than 1500, reach Envoy and they were assembled into 1500 or more a single datagram, that will also crash your UDP proxy. All right. So I think this is definitely had to be a regression, because I would be surprised if a product such a great as Envoy would have been shipped with this bug and unknown for what now, 4 or 5 years now the product had been shipped. So that's the first one. And here's the actual pull request. It has been merged into master, and here's the fix if you want to look at the code and everything. So this has been installed and fixed. So look, straightforward. If you're using Envoy to proxy UDP protocol packets, such as, I don't know, DNS or Quick or anything UDP, really, your own custom gaming protocol on top of UDP, then probably you should make sure to upgrade the Envoy to the latest. This has been already merged in master. All right, let's discuss the second bug, which took me a while to understand. I had to bug Matt Klein on Twitter until he actually drew me a diagram. So I apologize, Matt. I know it was a long thread, but apologies. Finally, I understand it. Thank you so much, Matt. Appreciate it. Appreciate your time. Appreciate the great product and your great contribution to the community. All right, so let's explain this bug. In order to explain it, I actually draw a little bit nice diagram inspired by Matt's diagram. All right, we're looking at the picture here where I have a client, I have a proxy, and I have the final destination, which is Envoy, which has my service, right? Let's say, I don't know, maybe I want to proxy MySQL database or Postgres database connection. So I'm working at a TCP level here. And what I have here is a client with a configuration, with a proxy configuration set as this, at the destination is a proxy. Now, I, as a client, want to communicate to Envoy, right? So that's the packet I want to send. The final destination is Envoy. But since I have a proxy set on my client, I am obliged to send that packet to the proxy, and the proxy have to figure it out where is my final destination and communicate to Envoy. In HTTP, that's not so hard because we are a layer 7 protocol. We look at the host header and we find out where you're going. But what if you're a TCP protocol, right? That's why HAProxy actually built us this proxy protocol that allows us to proxy low-level protocols such as just normal raw TCP using a proxy. So that's basically what we're using here. So my client wants to communicate with Envoy, but it sends the packet to H, right? So that's my direct peer. H will look at the packet and find out that I am actually going to E. Why? It actually has its own host kind of a header to know where is my final destination. And now it established its own TCP connection with Envoy. All right, I'm about to get to the bug, guys. Just one second here. And H will now communicate with Envoy, and Envoy will accept the connection. Okay, so now to Envoy, who is the connection? Who made the connection? H, right? It doesn't know anything about C. However, if this is an HTTP configuration, remember, what does proxies do? And I talked about proxies right here. Check it out. Proxies add a new HTTP header, HTTP proxies, called X forwarded by, I believe. And it adds the IP address of the originating client, kind of snitches on them, right? So that when you send the request from H to E, you know who's the originating client, C. So E technically knows through the HTTP protocol. However, this is all TCP proxying. That's the bug. The bug here is specifically to TCP proxying. So TCP proxying and the proxy protocol H also added the X forwarded to at that level, at that layer, layer four. It adds that header, it adds C's address into the proxy and sends it over to Envoy. So technically, Envoy, when it asks the question, who is my downstream originating client, it actually can answer that. And it should be what? It should be C. The bug was, it was reporting the direct peer, which is H. That was the bug. And only if you are in this configuration, you should worry about this. If you don't have this configuration, if you don't have TCP proxying, and if you are not using a TCP proxy protocol, nothing to worry about. And here's the actual fix. Look at that. So Greg Green from Apple, actually, I think he reported that bug and provided a fix. So it's a regression, as I thought. It's a regression. It's not something that's been there forever. It was something I was installed that broke this behavior. All right. So now that when you ask the downstream remote address, you get the actual remote address. Why would this matter? Because now, guys, remember, what if I have a set of rules that prevents certain clients from certain IP addresses to communicate to my service, whether from a proxy or not? I want to know those shady clients that connect behind proxy, tries to hide their identity. No, I want to know them and I want to block them, even if they're hiding behind a proxy. So if you're into this configuration, you better upgrade your Envoy. All right, guys, that's it for me today. I'm going to see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.